This is Idaho Matters on this Tuesday. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, after being closed for months due to the pandemic, the Discovery Center of Idaho is back open, and the featured exhibit is a must-see. Emily Mahon, Education Director at the Discovery Center, is joining us live today. Emily, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so first, let's talk about how the pandemic and the shutdown affected the Discovery Center. So how long were you shut down for?
We were shut down from March all the way up until July 7th about 4 months.
So how did that affect your financial bottom line?
It was rough. Thankfully, we were able to pull some funds from the PPP loans that helped us stay afloat. We have some fantastic donors, some wonderful board members that helped moving things forward. And we're making the best we can. We've had a couple of layoffs, but for the most part, we're moving forward full force ahead.
So talk to us about what it looks like now when you're going to come visit the Discovery Center of Idaho. So, I mean, one example is you have to reserve a ticket now.
Yes, you do have to reserve your tickets in advance. We have timed entry slots that you can go onto our website and choose your time that you'd like to come in. We also accept walk-ins as well, but it looks very different from what you might have expected or what you have experienced mm-hmm. in the past. All of our hands-on exhibits have been pulled from the floor, unfortunately, to be put back at a later date. And the whole space has been converted into King Tut. All of our galleries have one pathway, one direction pathways, lots of room for people to move around and keep their 6-foot distance. And it ends, we still have Tinker. We still have wonderful exhibits to engage with our minds and our ears and our minds. But unfortunately, there is no more hands-on touching experience there.
So if you're a season pass holder, I'm assuming you still have to reserve a ticket.
Yes, you still need to reserve just to make sure that we can maintain the proper numbers going through the galleries.
So let's talk about King Tut, because is my memory correct that you were supposed to open this? You opened July 7, but wasn't it supposed to open during the shutdown originally?
Yeah. Our original opening date was May 1st. And Of course that got pushed back, but thankfully, those who are loaning us the exhibit were very generous with us and have extended it so that we were able to open on July 7th. And we will have it open until at least the holiday break near December 18th.
Okay. So for people who may not be familiar with King Tut, I mean, because I'm sure there are folks out there, tell us a little bit about the history behind King Tut.
Oh, well, King Tut is one of the most amazing archaeological discoveries of the 20th century. So King Tutankhamun, who was a very young king in the 18th dynasty, which is about 3,000 years ago, had been buried at the bottom of a pyramid and was kept there for 3,000 years. So for hundreds of years, people have been, you know, going into tombs, raiding, taking things out. But this particular tomb was kept safe for over 3,000 years. And Howard Carter found it in 1922. And that just started a huge craze about mummies and King Tut. It's just an incredible story.
I mean, I have to tell you, I vividly remember in the 7th grade, which was, you know, more than 10 or 20 years ago, going to the Seattle Science Center on a field trip in the 7th grade to see the King Tut exhibit. I mean, so this isn't necessarily new. However, I mean, as you said, you know, he was discovered in 1922. However, we're learning more about King Tut over the decades.
We are definitely learning more and more and more by using all of our modern technology. We've been able to determine through DNA tests who his father was, who his mother was and wasn't. We are able to know way more about what he might have possibly died from, all of the different diseases that he was dealing with through CT scans and just all this incredible technology that has been applied into the world of archaeology.
And here's something super interesting that a lot of folks may not realize is right here in the Treasure Valley, there's an Egyptologist who's actually helping to give an expert voice to this exhibit. So first off, can you explain what an Egyptologist is and who this person is?
Sure. So an Egyptologist is an archaeologist or an anthropologist who focuses their field of study on Egypt and usually ancient Egypt. And so these are the people who have been digging and working in the Egyptian deserts, in the tombs, and really understand and know the history of all of the different pharaohs and that brilliant history of Egypt. So when we were putting together all of our educational material, I was going around trying to find Egyptologists to help make sure that what we were putting together was authentic and we were able to be giving the right information. And I found Jan Summers Duffy, who is an Egyptologist who works at the College of Idaho. And she has been more than generous in providing us her time and her expertise, making sure that the material that we're sending out is factual, and also volunteering her time in the gallery to share insights and answer questions from the public.
So what are some of the items or maybe treasures that people can expect to see when they see this exhibit? And I have to say, I think it's so great that you've actually taken the entire space for this exhibit.
Oh, you know, and I'm so glad that we did, because each one of these pieces is so beautiful and has such a story that it tells. And to have it all crammed in one gallery just wouldn't have given it the kind of focus that it needs. Just as a reminder, these are all replicas. The actual artifacts cannot leave Egypt. So they're in the Cairo Museum. So the ones that we have, the things that stand out, we've got a chariot. We've got a reproduction of the sarcophagus and the mummy. I think the cartouche is amazing. We've got all of these canopic jars and canopic shrines, and everything is covered in actual gold leaf. And so what I like to remind people is, you know, when you see these in Cairo, or if you see these at the British Museum, the gold is old. It's clearly old, but this is all bright, new, beautiful gold in the way that King Tut would have experienced it during the 18th dynasty.
Is there something that, as you were putting this exhibit together, that you learned about King Tut or just this time in Egypt that maybe stood out to you?
Yes. It's been such a long time putting this together. It's hard to remember that we've learned that's new. I think one thing that stands out to me is how modern the people in ancient Egypt were. These were really just like us. They wore makeup just like us. They had very similar walks of life to what we have now. So I mean, this is a story of a brilliant civilization that lived 3,000 years ago, but also mirrors the civilization that we currently live in now. It's the same people dealing with very similar governmental and religious situations that we are now.
Why was it important to bring this particular exhibit to the Discovery Center of Idaho?
We feel like it's so important to bring these types of explorations to the people in Treasure Valley. This is something that we don't have access to. We don't have a large natural history museum that can bring in these big exhibits for everyone to see. And it's important for us to understand our place in history and how we fit in the larger historical picture. And also just learning from all of these different pieces and understanding how STEM connects us to culture and history. Yeah. The technology that was that they had back then to create the pieces, and then the technology that we have now to learn about that, all intersects with one another.
Well, I am so looking forward to seeing this. I was bummed when it didn't open back in May, but for good reason. So thank you so much for the conversation, and glad to know that you're back up and running with good protocols in place. So appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Emily Mahon. She is the education director at the Discovery Center of Idaho, talking about the new exhibit, the King Tut exhibit, that will be open through the holiday season. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters on this Tuesday. Always appreciate you joining us, being a part of this, especially when you give us feedback and join us. So appreciate you. It is Tuesday, man. It is smoky out there. I hope you find some enjoyment in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We will see you back here tomorrow.